ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Hey, everybody, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. We're here on Bulwark Takes. I'm back. Look at my tan. Look at that tan. Back from vacation. I'm here with producer Ansley, who I think, Ansley, this is correct, you're making your video YouTube debut. You've been voice of God before.
Oh. That's right. Let's hope I don't break the camera. I don't know. We'll see.
I think you're going to do wonderfully. People are going to be really thrilled to get to know you. Ansley, it's kind of, I think, a little bit of a stereotype of kind of the gay and lesbian.
Wait, what's the Modern Family thing? Like the Venn diagram?
We have a little bit of that. I went on vacation and I totally bubbled myself. I drank rosé. I read gay fiction. I read some history too. And I just, you know, whatever, checked out. Ansley, producer Ansley, is back at home, still working at the grindstone. Typical hard-nosed lesbian. And I appreciated that. And so I thought it'd be fun for her to come up with a little quiz for me of things that happened when I was gone, to see, you know, what broke through my bubble, to see how well I know Trump, if I can just sense it, if I had to live this stuff, if I can just imagine it myself. And we're going to try it. We're doing it live. I'm going to pass the host baton over to her.
I've got some politics stuff, some stuff that was maybe a little less like politics-y that maybe you were less prioritizing and catching up.
I deleted Twitter and Slack. And so the only things that bubbled me were assholes that would text me, like my pod bro text chain. Screw you guys. And Instagram. Sometimes people, you know, people post about politics on Instagram. That's tough.
So that's hard. Okay. All right. Let's go. My buddy Claude helped me with this first one, the summarize a news event. So, you know, it's like you never know how much is going to be real or not. So I'm going to go sentence by sentence. And I want you to tell me if you think like each bit of it is true.
Okay.
So Taylor Farms, you may or may not know, is a major lettuce supplier for Taco Bell and some common grocery retailers. They recalled their iceberg lettuce from central Mexico after it was linked to a large multi-state cyclosporiasis outbreak. Do we think that's real?
I hope it wasn't from Mexico because I was eating lettuce-wrapped tacos. But I'm concerned it's real.
It is real. That is real. Just in case you're wondering, cyclospora is a microscopic parasite that is spread through food or water contaminated with feces. Infection causes watery, sometimes explosive diarrhea that can last for weeks if untreated, though it's rarely life-threatening. Now, we did have some really good headlines for Jonathan Cohn pieces related to the fact that there was a explosive diarrhea parasite going around. So there were some perks to this. But the FDA announced that their positive test result of Taylor Farms lettuce for cyclospora was actually a false positive and that they had no confirmed positive product tests for the parasite. Real or fake?
That doesn't feel right.
That is true.
Really?
So the weird part is FDA comes out and says this was a false positive, but Taylor Farms didn't rescind their recall. So it does.
What is happening? I'm more confused than started.
Yeah, I know. So everybody else is confused too. And the punchline here is that now the top Dems on the House Oversight Committee, friend of the pod, Robert Garcia, is looking into whether there was a connection between the fact that Taylor Farms donated a bunch of money to Trump and met privately with the White House the night before the FDA named their lettuce as the source, and the fact that we now have this false positive test result.
So corruption in the diarrhea lettuce?
I think there is. I don't know. I'm just asking questions.
It seems like there's corruption in the diarrhea lettuce story.
Yeah, so it got weird. Right. It got really weird. And by the way, when there was a lot of lettuce problems here in the upper Midwest, we also had a lot of smoke from the Canadian wildfires. So it was a real dystopian period there while you were on the beach. Yeah. All right. That was a fun one. That was weird. Which of these weird things is a real thing that happened? A, Trump posted an AI photo of J.D. Vance as Judas. B, Trump posted an AI photo of Caitlin Collins as Dylan Mulvaney. Or C, Trump posted an AI photo of James Tallarico as RuPaul.
Sad to say, Caitlin broke through my bubble.
Oh no!
I don't know how. Instagram, I think Caitlin broke through my bubble somehow. So I saw that.
Then you know a little bit about the White House Correspondents' Dinner speech, but
I really don't actually.
You don't? Okay.
I literally know nothing about I thickened my bubble around correspondence material. Great. So even if something like appeared on my screen, I just like fucking power scrolled. So I know nothing about it. Literally nothing.
Okay, great. This will be a great test of like how well you know the Trump insults them. He really, it was like sort of an all time ugly, gross rant from him in the speech of just like a cavalcade of insults. So I'm going to give you an insult. I want you to see if you can like identify who it might be about.
Okay.
So what about one of the sloppiest human beings you'll ever meet?
I'm going to say Chris Christie came to mind initially, but why would he talk about Chris Christie anymore? And so then that makes me think about J.B. Pritzker. And so J.B. Pritzker.
Okay, well, that your first instinct was correct. It was Chris Christie.
Chris Christie.
Again, I mean,
how did he come up?
I couldn't even tell you. It was incomprehensible. Okay. I mean, we got down memory lane a little bit with like when Obama made fun of Trump at the Correspondents' Center. Okay. That was referenced. So maybe we were doing like a little flashback to the.
And Chris Christie was the first mainstream Republican to endorse Donald Trump. And it's like if you listed the people who are responsible for the hellscape that we're in right now, he's kind of in the top couple. So,
yeah, totally. He's one of my least favorites. Okay. Dumbest man on television.
Dumbest man on television. You know, my first thing that came to mind is Don Lemon, because he likes to call black people dumb, but Don isn't on TV anymore. And so it's probably not that. I think that, I don't even know, does he like even know the MS Now hosts anymore? I don't think so. So I'm going to say Jake Tapper.
Okay, again, like a new rule, you have to go with your first answer. It was Don Lemon.
Oh, really?
And like, yeah, I mean, it just shows you.
Man, how I'm fucking mailing it.
He is, though, that like he doesn't realize that Don Lemon's not on television anymore. I mean, I guess dumbest man on Substack doesn't like quite have the same ring to it. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess dumbest man on video, dumbest man on YouTube, whatever. I mean, yeah, I don't. I think Trump has bubbled himself. Like in the first term, I think he was watching a lot of CNN, and I don't think that's happening.
This message is sponsored by 3-Day Blind, so I can barely get my kids in the car, let alone go to a blind store. Luckily, 3-Day Blind sends a design consultant to my house. No car seat, no tantrums required. Thank the Lord. Now, there's a better way to buy blinds, shades, shutters, and drapery, and it's called 3-Day Blinds. They're the leading manufacturer of high-quality custom window treatments in the U.S. And right now, if you use our URL, 3dayblinds.com/bulwarktakes, they're running a buy one, get one 50% off deal. Let me repeat that for you, because you might be shocked. Buy one, get one 50% off. 50% off, that's half. I'm not much of a mathematician, but I can do that. We can shop for almost anything at home. Why not shop for your blinds at home too? 3-Day Blinds has local, professionally trained design consultants who have an average of 10 plus years of experience that provide expert guidance for you. Just set up an appointment and you'll get a free, no obligation quote the same day. Are you not very handy? I'm not. Well, DIY projects can be fun, but measuring and installing blinds can be a big challenge. The expert team at 3-Day Blinds handles all of that heavy lifting. The right blinds make a room feel finished, polished, and more like a home. That's why I love 3-Day Blinds. They make it easy to find something that's both stylish and functional, with options that actually fit your space and your lifestyle. It's one of those upgrades that makes a noticeable difference every single day. It's been wonderful for my kids' rooms. They need the darkness to sleep, but you know, I like a little light when they're not there. 3-Day Blinds has helped me with that. Right now, get quality window treatments that fit your budget with 3-Day Blinds. Head to 3dayblinds.com/bulwarktakes for a buy one, get 50% off deal on custom blinds, shades, and drapery. For a free, no charge, no obligation consultation, just head to 3dayblinds.com/bulwarktakes. One last time, in case you missed it, because my math is not so great, that's buy one, get one 50% off when you head to the number 3dayblinds.com/bulwarktakes.
Incapable of reading a speech.
Self-critique. No, Kamala, I would guess.
Close, Gavin.
Mm. Is that true, Buck Gavin? Does he struggle to read speeches?
Well, so this is about the
this is about the dyslexia.
Dyslexia thing.
He also did a dyslexia joke.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like the dude is not like. I really didn't know any of this. But my sense, like, he just doesn't have his A game. I mean, like, Trump was pretty good. Like, the insult comedy, you can say what you want about Trump. The insult comedy was never exactly, you know, my bag. He never really made me laugh that much. But, you know, like, sometimes he'd sneak me with something. Like, back in 2016, I forget what he said something really funny about Rand Paul on, like, the first debate and how sloppy he looked and how he's at the end of the row or something. And I did remember catching myself chuckling and then feeling bad about myself for that. And I just, it feels like he's lost his touch a little bit on this. This might be part of the dementia. Okay, what else?
Okay, I've got five quotes that may or may not be from the Fauci diaries.
Okay.
Did you hear about this? You know,
the Fauci diaries only breached my bubble in that people who like Fauci and respect him, like there was on one of my text chains, there was some joking about how Fauci, it's like a little bit of a star fucker, I guess. This is secondhand because I've not read. Now I'm doing the Trump hands. I haven't read anything, but I guess he was like in his diaries, like he was like talking about like how like if somebody was an A plus dinner date and or an A minus or whatever, like he's like grading like the people he's getting. So, anyway, so there was some teasing or joshing of him about how much he cared about, you know, that kind of stuff on one of my text chains. And then I saw that like Republicans were like yelling at him, but that's all I've got.
We've got five of these. I'll try to go through them pretty quickly. First one, Katie Miller and I laugh at each other in the sit room.
I remember this from before this was there was some references before the diaries. So this is true.
Yeah, that's right. It started this whole thing because he also talked about in the diaries how Katie Miller would call him and ask him for advice about staying healthy while pregnant. And she like went crazy on Twitter saying that basically the whole reason she was chummy with him was that she wanted to keep her enemies close. Like implying that this dude that she was trusting for medical advice she was doing that because he was her enemy. Yeah, like performative. He's not really my friend signaling.
Oh, God. Oh yeah. Sorry. The doctor that was helping you with advice when you were nervous and you were pregnant, that you were, when there was a new disease people didn't know anything about. Yeah. You were keeping him close as part of a plot. God, I hate these people. Okay. What else?
This gets into more sort of what you were talking about. Julia Roberts is so charming, natural, fun, and amazingly beautiful. When my image came up on the screen, she gasped and said that every time she sees me, her throat gets dry and she gets nervous.
That's too embarrassing for you to make up, I think. I think that's got to be true.
Yeah, that's true. This was one of a few different, particularly female stars was kind of pining
Tony
after.
That's a diary, I guess, but you know, act like you've been there before.
Yeah,
you know, chill out a little bit.
Okay, here's another one. It would have seemed utterly insane just a few months ago, but I actually think I could run for president and win. Whether I want to do that is another question.
I'm praying that that's fake.
You would be correct. That was my best attempt to like come up with something crazy that somebody would say. You just sort of had his 15 minutes. Yeah, not real.
Okay. Whew.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Because I want to like Fauci.
Well,
I mean,
it's about to get harder.
Okay.
Intense publicity about me continues with stories of grandmothers who have crushes on me, petitions to vote me sexiest man alive.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm getting secondhand embarrassment for Anthony Fauci. I guess that's real.
Yeah, it's real. Okay, last one. Fauci madness continues with multiple articles and every sort of paraphernalia and restaurants.
I'm sorry. He wrote Fauci madness. I don't even want to hear the rest. He wrote that. He wrote the phrase Fauci madness.
Yep.
Oh my God. I just, this is, it's tough. I don't, you know, I'm about to say something that I'm going to give a very big wind up to because I just realize it's about to come out of my mouth that it's going to feel very bad. And so I'm not in any way comparing Anthony Fauci, good man, hero of the AIDS epidemic, somebody who's doing the best that he could in face of a very challenging virus that came to our shores. Don't want to compare him at all to the people in the Epstein files. There's one of the weaknesses of people in the Epstein files, though, that has nothing to do with the pedophilia, it has something to do with the pedophilia, but it's like none of these people are pedophiles, right? Some of the people that look really bad in the Epstein files are not pedophiles, are not pedophile protectors, are not like whatever. What they are is they're people that are weak and want to hobnob with other famous people. Like, this is just a human weakness. Like, people love to feel important. And you end up getting sucked into bad things when you care so much about that. When you care so much about feeling important, you see this in the files. Like, people are like, oh, I went to this dinner because Epstein invited me. Because it was like, oh, Mel Brooks is going to, I don't want to name people Mel Brooks. So I don't know if he was at any dinners, but these fucking famous director, famous people was there. So I'll go. And now you're in the Epstein files. It's like, dude, if you had a little discretion, people really just, poor Anthony Fauci, vanity. Vanity's tough.
It's true. That was good. I didn't know how you were going to bring that back around, but yeah, that makes sense.
I brought it up.
All right, true or false rapid fire, and then we'll be done, because I think you're mostly caught up on the news.
Okay.
All right, true or false, Mitch McConnell offered proof of life by calling into Hannity.
False.
Correct. We just got that second picture. Same pose? Weird.
Weird.
Kimberly Guilfoyle got married in Las Vegas and celebrated with Joe Kent, Tucker Carlson, and Thomas Massie. True or false?
I want false.
So it's false, but the only thing that's incorrect about that is that it was Kimberly Guilfoyle, because it was actually Marjorie Taylor Greene who got married in Las Vegas.
Oh, and had that good cast for MTG. Yeah. Mazel tov, MTG. Yeah. I did not know that she got married. It's too bad Joe Kent was there, but okay. Cheers. Yeah.
True or false, Trump imposed additional tariffs on Canada because their wildfires made American cities smoky.
True.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
That really happened?
That really happened. Yeah. There was he announced new tariffs, and there was contemporaneous reporting from folks that he was, when he discussed the tariffs, he was talking about the fact that they had sent their smoke down to us.
Got it. Yep. Okay. That's deep. Okay. That's depressing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pause here and I have to chastise you, Ansley. We don't get money from the tariffs. Okay. It's important that as
free market, I was assured.
We don't get money. We pay the money.
No. Somehow we're going to get checks, right?
No. We pay the money. So they put tariffs on, and then the people that buy the goods pay more. So anyway, just FYI on the smoke tariff.
All right, last one. Back to MAGA world. True or false, RFK Jr. launched a new cooking show featuring celebrity chefs called The Real Food Show.
I mean, that's so stupid. It has to be true.
Yeah, that's true. That's what he's doing. He's not taking care of the cyclospora lettuce, but he is doing...
Or the measles outbreak.
Oh, yeah, that too. That little thing.
Yeah. Hi, Charles. Welcome back to my cooking show. We're going to make some, we're going to get some bear carcass and eat the bear ears. All right. Well, that's good. I feel like I did pretty good.
Yeah, you did. I mean, I feel like maybe you didn't, you unbubbled pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, look. I'm a rapid fire consumer of information, but some of that stuff I did not know, and who the hell knows? It could have been weirder. So, we'll see. We'll see what August brings forth. I have to imagine there's some surprises ahead. I appreciate you for grinding this out, though, Ansley.
Yeah, of course. I mean, got to make sure none of these weird headlines go unnoticed.
Appreciate everybody. Let us know what you think about the quiz. Trio's back soon. Speaking of weird stories, some of the stuff I'm hoping Ansley kept out of the quiz because we had to save it for the trio. So we'll be reuniting later this week. Subscribe to the feed. Give Ansley some praise, well-deserved praise, from working while I was tanning myself. And we'll see everybody soon.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.